Chapter 59. Of usefulness. There is one very striking thing which I wish to call attention to. You have surmised from the listed callings followed by the victims of the thugs that nobody could travel the Indian roads unprotected and live to get through, that the thugs respected no quality, no vocation, no religion, nobody, that they killed every unarmed man that came in their way. That is wholly true with one reservation. In all the long file of thug confessions an English traveler is mentioned, but once, and this is what the thug says of the circumstance. He was on his way from Mo to Bombay. We studiously avoided him. He proceeded next morning with a number of travelers who had sought his protection, and they took the road to Baroda. We do not know who he was. He flits across the page of this rusty old book, and disappears in the obscurity beyond. But he is an impressive figure, moving through that valley of death serene and unafraid, clothed in the might of the English name. We have now followed the big official book through, and we understand what thug he was, what a bloody terror it was, what a desolating scourge it was. In 1830 the English found this cancerous organization embedded in the vitals of the empire, doing its devastating work in secrecy, and assisted, protected, sheltered, and hidden by innumerable Confederates, big and little native chiefs, customs officers, village officials, and native police, all ready to lie for it, and the mass of the people, through fear, persistently pretending to know nothing about its doings. And this condition of things had existed for generations, and was formidable with the sanctions of age and old custom. If ever there was an unpromising task, if ever there was a hopeless task in the world, surely it was offered here the task of conquering thuggee. But that little handful of English officials in India set their sturdy and confident grip upon it, and ripped it out, root and branch. How modest do Captain Valancy's words sound now, when we read them again, knowing what we know. He day that sees this far-spread evil completely eradicated from India, and known only in name, will greatly tend to immortalize British rule in the East. It would be hard to word a claim more modestly than that for this most noble work. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.